Bayview Bait.
Chris, I heard you were the man. It's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I just thought I'd give you a call. Do you got a moment to possibly give us a fishing report, maybe get some folks excited for this weekend?
Right at the moment, I can, yeah.
Okay, good. Weather forecast looks like it's going to improve quite a bit after it's made some ice this week. What are you expecting to happen, and what have you been hearing?
Well, we're expecting to be pretty crazy out on the ice again. It's been really busy already here so far today. Last weekend, guys started venturing out with trucks out south of Gladstone, at least as far as about as the bait shop here. I had heard they had about 12 inches of ice there last weekend. Been good and cold, so there's probably going to be at least a good 13 to 15 inches out there now, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if they start driving all the way as far south as like the Escanaba River here.
Really? I heard the Escanaba River, the mouth of it's been pretty good.
It's good off and on.
Okay.
If you spend 3-4 days out there, you might have one good day out of the four. But if you do get on those fish down there, they're generally pretty good. But once the word gets out and the crowd shows up, generally that spot tends to slow down a bit. But always got the good potential to run into some big fish there.
And one of those things where it gets too chaotic and too much noise?
That's the main thing. You know, that's probably one of the one things that we tell people is try to get away from the crowd if you can, because these fish can be really noise sensitive.
Well, where else can you send folks to catch some walleye and maybe even some perch?
Well, as far as the perch go, you're pretty much looking at north of Gladstone. Anywhere up in the bay north of Gladstone, you got a good chance of running into some perch. If you get up around the area of like the south end of the Three Reefs, anywhere from 12 to 25 feet of water, you got a pretty good chance of running into some good perch. You'll run through a lot of small walleyes out there, though, too.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of keepers. Maybe one out of 15, 20 is a keeper-sized walleye, but and if you just want something to do, or you got a bunch of kids you want to keep entertained, that's as good a place as any.
Where would you send them if somebody said, you know, it's my first time on a little bait and knock, I want to go catch some walleye. I don't care if they're huge, but I'd like to get a few eaters. Would you send them out by the terrace there, that break off of US-2? What would you send them?
Well, generally, anywhere south of Gladstone, once you do start finding some walleyes that are willing to bite, they're generally more the keeper-sized fish.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you set up along the edges of any of those steep break lines, either on the west side or the east side of the bay, and if you're there right around sunrise or sunset, you got a pretty good chance of running into at least some eater-sized fish. And, again, you still have the potential to run into something pretty big out there, too.
And are they still catching whitefish throughout the day?
Yeah. Again, anywhere south of Gladstone, as long as you're in at least 25 feet of water, you have a real good chance of running into whitefish. And like I said, the nice thing with those is they like to bite all day long.
Yeah.
So right in the middle of the afternoon when the walleyes aren't doing anything, you can run into some of them, and they're pretty easy to fish. Our whitefish down here on this end of Lake Michigan are pretty stupid. compared to what you run into up in Lake Superior, basically, if it'll fit in their mouth, they'll eat it. The ones you catch down here are generally full of little baby gobies. So if you just take a small perch minnow and thread it on a hook and just fish it like you would a single egg up in Lake Superior, just fish it right on the bottom dead. They'll come along and they'll pick it up sooner or later.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a report earlier from this week. It was from a previous phone conversation that you and I had, and they tried that on Munising Bay and had success with some bigger whitefish.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So just you were responsible for helping at least one fisherman try something different, and it worked.
Well, I'm glad to help out, I guess.
So, last question for you, if you got just one more second. What's
sure.
been, anything being hot right now, flying off the shelves, guys coming in saying it's working better than something else, or?
By far and away, still our number one lure here are the new Moonshine Shiver Minnows. We are having a heck of a time even keeping them in stock.
Bingo.
I was wiped out on them this morning. Had Tom from Moonshine came in, brought us what he could. He was out of a bunch of his colors already, too. He's having a heck of a hard time keeping up with demand, and he's kind of in my boat. He's just so busy right now, he can't even get out and do much ice fishing himself.
He really hit a home run with those, didn't he?
Oh, my God. They are just going nuts, and they look nice, and they actually catch fish, too.
And I'd like to give a shout to Ken, too, because I do get reports on his ice starters right now. Those holographic ice starters are also getting a lot of attention and some success, too. So.
Yeah, we've heard of several good fish on those, too.
Well, good. It's nice to have UP companies that they're really putting out quality products.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle.